Scientists say they have detected ripples in space and time, waves made by two black holes colliding. This is only the second time that such an event has been observed. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, scientists are hunting for more.
In your everyday life, space and time seem pretty constant. But to Gabriela Gonzalez, these unwavering properties of the universe are actually kind of wobbly.
It's like a jello that we all swim in. I like to think that we are swimming in space-time.
You like to think that we're swimming in space-time jello?
Yes.
Gonzalez is a physicist at Louisiana State University. She says, as we're talking,
if you and I are perfectly still, we think that the distance between us is not changing.
But if something cataclysmic happens in the universe, the space-time jello starts shaking. Then all bets are off.
That distance will change. It will get longer and shorter without us doing anything, without us feeling anything.
These wobbles are called gravitational waves. Einstein predicted them a century ago, but actually seeing gravitational waves took a giant machine that cost more than $1 billion. This thing's got a catchy title, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, and part of it sits in the sweltering backwoods of Louisiana. Physicist Joe Giami takes me on a tour. We walk onto a bridge above one arm of the contraption. It's a straight concrete tube stretching off to the flat horizon.
The arm we're standing on top of is one of the two of them, and the other one is juts off from the main building at a right angle from the one we're on.
So it's a giant L.
It's a giant L. That's right.
The details are complicated, but the concept is actually pretty simple. Scientists use lasers and mirrors inside these tubes to measure their length with incredible precision. They can see the lengths change by as little as a fraction of the width of a subatomic particle. With that kind of sensitivity, any vibration can interfere. Even mowing the lawn.
It's not so much the lawn mowing, it's the lawn mowing people coming and going with their trucks and whatnot.
Grounds crews are only allowed here once a week for a few hours at a time. After years of work, this detector and another one in Washington State received upgrades that finally allowed them to see the ripples in space and time. Last fall, they snagged their first signal from two black holes colliding. Now, they say they have seen two more black holes merge. That is the signal from the black holes converted from gravitational waves to sound waves. The collision was picked up in December, but only revealed today at a meeting in San Diego. David Reitze is executive director of the observatory. He says it's remarkable that in the first few months they picked up two collisions.
This is like Galileo turning his telescope to the sky 400 years ago. We're now looking at the universe in an entirely new way, and we're going to learn new things that we can't learn in any other way.
Who knows what they'll see in the years ahead? Maybe ripples from stars exploding, or even waves from the Big Bang that started our universe. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.